To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hi, and welcome to episode 15 of Mouse Manners and More podcast. Today, we have Todd.
Hello.
And Kristen.
Hello.
And Becky.
Hello.
And...
Hi.
And me, Nathan. And we're missing Morgan and Hannah because they were too embarrassed from the last podcast to be on this one. Today, we're going to go into a topic that maybe some people are a little bit confused about, which is the DVC. How it's constructed, what it offers, and kind of the decision-making process that both of our families went through to try to determine whether we really wanted to have it or whether we just wanted to stick with, I guess, the normal travel procedures, right? So anybody want to explain what DVC is? Like, you see all these kiosks in each one of the parks that they've got. It says DVC on it. First logo they had is completely different from the logo they have now, but they're all the same thing. Have the kiosk, have a little notebook out in front. There's somebody ready to talk to you and offer you 52 fast passes if you go and send in on this meeting, right?
Well, first of all, I think that people ought to know that there is no pressure if you talk to these persons that are at those kiosks.
Well, let's go
They're
back
not going to try to be like a salesman and not let you go until you buy something.
Well, yeah. I think we go back and we have to discuss on what exactly they're selling, because they're the kiosks.
Basically, it's a Disney timeshare.
Stands for Disney Vacation Club.
But it's a Disney timeshare.
It's a timeshare owned by, operated by Disney.
But it's completely different from any other timeshare you'll ever deal with, because, as Becky said, there is no pressure. They do not pressure you whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Right. But what makes it different? Why don't they just call it a timeshare then? I mean, what makes it different?
Well, because I think people shy away from timeshares. Like Todd and I went to New Orleans on our first anniversary because we wanted a free trip. Well, we had to go listen to a timeshare sale, and they pressure and pressure and pressure you. And really, you feel bad about getting up and leaving and taking this free vacation and not buying into their timeshare. Disney's not like that at all. So I think that's why they term it Vacation Club versus Disney's timeshare, because a lot of people run from timeshares.
Plus, it's not a 1 week every year and that's it.
Right, which is a basic timeshare.
Yes, you can go any day during the year.
I think it offers the most flexibility, not only for Disney World, Disneyland, but worldwide destinations. You can use your points. You buy a series of points. You pay per point. There is a minimum and there is a maximum that you can buy. But you can use those points however you want to.
And they have places all around the world.
Right.
You can go on a safari in Africa. You can
go to Chicago.
You can go to Chicago. You can go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You can use them for Paris. A cruise. Go on a Disney cruise.
Typically a timeshare has, like you said, has weeks out of the year that you can go and you can visit wherever your destination wants, right?
One place.
And typically in a timeshare, you can swap out with people. Like if you have a timeshare in, let's say, Hawaii, you could swap out with somebody in Aspen, you know, to do that. But that's not how this is, right?
No.
You go and you use your points, and once your points are all used up, then you're out.
You wait until the next year.
You wait until the next year.
Or you can save your points and use 2 years' worth of points together, or 3 years, I think, total points together to go on a great big vacation. Or you can borrow from the next year. There's a few varieties of how you can use your points.
Why don't you sit down and just look at your situation and look at your vacations, what you typically do. I mean, it's a good idea if you are routinely going to be going to Disney World or Disneyland, you know, with your family. You know, it's something to take a look at. Because if you're wanting to stay in, you know, moderate resorts or deluxes, you know, that's going to add up over time. By the time you pay for your tickets, your hotel rooms, you know, and your food, you know, it's a significant investment. And if you look at sit down and do the math in DVC, I mean, yes, it's a big investment up front, but, you know, if you're going routinely year after year, you know, it typically pays for itself in about, you know, 5 or 6, you know, visits. You know, assuming you're going to be, you know, going to a moderate or deluxe resort. So,
well, I think even if you go to a value, if you go every year or even twice a year, I think ultimately DVC is going to pay off for you.
Right. It'll take longer to, if you stay at the...
It'd take longer, but... Right. And in the same turn, it might take longer, but you would still get to stay in a moderate,
other deluxe. All
deluxe. And where you wouldn't be able to do that otherwise.
Right.
I think if you love Disney and you want to go every single year, DVC is a no-brainer. It just is. I wish we would have joined it far sooner than we did.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Talking to other people that have done DVC, that's always what they say. Because once I make the decision to do DVC, I wish I would have done it 10 years earlier because I would have been 10 years down the road to pay this off or have it paid off.
Well, and the sooner you do it, the less the points are. I mean...
Because they're constantly increasing every year.
Yeah, they increase every year. My boss bought them probably for half of what we paid for them. He bought them years ago. He swears by it. He didn't convince me in any either way to do it. We went and listened to the guy, and he didn't pressure us either. It was just, we love to go to Disney. We were going once a year at least, some years twice a year, and it pays off for us to go
and do the DVC. You were going at moderate, to the moderate resorts.
Right.
Now you get to stay at all the deluxe.
At the deluxe, yeah. And yeah. I mean, we've experienced more with the DVC than we would have experienced otherwise. We've stayed at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. We're staying at Beach Club in June. We've gone to Vero Beach, which is absolutely fabulous. We would have never even thought of Vero Beach before DVC. It would never even come on our radar. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it is the most calming, relaxing Disney resort I've ever been to. If you love Disney and you want to go constantly with your family, you know, look long term, if you feel like you're going to go every year, it's so worth DVC.
Even if you're like a traveler and want to travel the world, it's still a really good deal to do because it's not just Disney World, Disneyland, and Disney parks. It's all over. They have so many different adventures that you can take.
Yeah, so let's walk through, if you're even considering it, let's walk through going to the kiosk and actually where they take you and what's the considerations that you need to do. Because you just go up to the kiosk and then you schedule a time to actually go. They take you by van.
They'll either come and get you right then or you can set up an appointment.
At your resort.
One of the days that you're there.
They'll pick you up at your resort. They'll pick you up at the park. They'll pick you up wherever you are.
Downtown Disney or water park.
So and bring you back or take you back to wherever you want to go once you're finished.
So you go to Saratoga Springs Resort, mm-hmm. and they have a special area that they take you into. You sign in. We were in a conference with a whole bunch of people. Were you guys in a conference with a whole bunch of people?
No, we had one-on-one was ours.
So we did one with a conference of a whole bunch of people, and then went back with a one-on-one type meeting. And then they go over roughly how much you want to spend, really if it's okay with you, the point system.
Well, one thing about if you do the conference with several different other people, they take you in and they can show you rooms of
Animal Kingdom,
the Hawaii room.
They had Bay Lake in there as well.
They had Bay Lake.
Bay Lake Tower.
But they'll show you the rooms, what they will be like, what you get with each room. There's no pressure. You're just in there to look around, get some information.
There's also a room at Boardwalk they have.
Yeah, that's right.
You can walk in if you just don't have to go there, but you can look at has the model set up at Boardwalk on the right there on the Boardwalk. You know, you don't have to go into the Boardwalk resort. It's just right there. You can go in and take a look at it there.
Yeah, that's basically their kiosk on the Boardwalk.
It is. And that's what we did several years. We talked about it earlier. With some friends, didn't really do anything serious about it, and we were over there.
I think we didn't really think about it because they actually went to the...
Yeah, they actually went and listened to the spiel and decided not to do it at that time.
They felt like for their family, it wasn't worth it because their kids were getting a little bit older and they weren't going to be going to Disney every year. Our family, our child is getting a little bit older and we're going to Disney every year.
So we will be.
Yeah. And, you know, if we decide, you know, we like to go to Chicago. If we go to Chicago, we can use our Disney points. You know, if we go to California, we can use Disney points somewhere out there. Yeah. We kind of looked at it like that wherever we travel, there's usually a DVC hotel that you can use your points. I wish we would have investigated it earlier with that family because their family and our family are completely different, and we would have probably leaned more towards it than they did.
So let's go through the process, I guess, of deciding whether you need to, whether it's a good idea and good fit, because we're talking about, yeah, we're Disney families. We know we would go, but there's also things that are additional to that. Not only the cost, because it's expensive. Usually it's what, typically how many $100 per point when we got it?
When we got it, I would say, I think we got it for $90 a point for the Saratoga.
And then so you have to...
But it goes up from there.
Well, yeah, because you have to pick a home resort, and they don't always, it depends upon what resorts they have available, what home resort you can pick. I think right now it's what, Saratoga, Animal Kingdom, and Alani?
Saratoga's not been available.
Then it's Animal Lightly. Kingdom, Alani,
yeah, and that's it.
And
Grand Floridian.
Grand Floridian, yeah. Which the points there are
super high.
Yeah.
But that's
really
high.
And there's occasionally they have some of the old points that are expiring, so you can always look into that. You know, there may be a few points available, something they can check on if you really like one of the DVC resorts, such as Boardwalk or Beach Club or Old Key West. I think, you know, Key West was the very first one. So a lot of those are still not available, but, you know, there are some people, and it is a real estate transaction. So you actually own a piece of Disney, albeit probably a doorknob or a door or a hand or something.
Well, maybe a stroke of paint on a doorknob.
Maybe something like that, but over in the grand scheme of things, but you know, you do, it is a legally binding, you know, property transaction.
Mm-hmm. There is a disadvantage to that though. When you're talking about the old resorts, you kind of want to get the ones that are newer, right? Because the thing about it is you buy points into it. You're locked into a certain amount that you have to pay per point. You also have money that you have to pay as a maintenance fee to Disney.
Annual dues.
For upkeep of the property,
right?
I guess. But then you also are guaranteed for that for a duration of, it starts with...
Anywhere from, I think, Key West to somewhere, Old Key West is like 35 years up to the newest resort, which will come online, will be Grand Floridian, will be, if you purchase the first year, is 50 years.
Mm-hmm. So it's another decision of whether how much points that you want, but also whatever your home resort is, because you want to get the most money value out of investing over the largest duration of time, right? With the lowest maintenance fee and the lowest amount on points, because you may never stay at, like our home is Saratoga. We'll never probably ever stay at that resort because just of the location down in downtown Disney, but that's our home resort. But it was the lowest cost and the lowest maintenance fee and the longest duration of time for us to have the locked-in amount on the maintenance fee,
right?
So you could go there and you could stay at any other DVC resort as long as you can get in. The advantage to having your home resort on something you want to stay in is you get first dibs on doing the reservations, right?
You can book 11 months out versus 7 months for all of the resorts.
Right. So at your home resort, you get to make reservations 11 months out from your first arrival date. For if you want to stay at any other resorts in DVC, you can only book that 7 months in advance. Mm-hmm. If it's not available, you can be put on a waiting list. So if your home resort is Saratoga, but I know I got a vacation coming up, I want to stay at the Boardwalk. Well, I can't make that reservation at Boardwalk until 7 months out. And then for something that's not available, say you go during Food and Wine, which is a very popular resort during the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot because of its proximity, you may be put on a waiting list. In that case, you can't make a reservation at Saratoga while simultaneously have your name.
You can.
Oh, you can?
Yes, you can.
Oh, sorry.
We had a reservation at Animal Kingdom and a reservation at Boardwalk. We were on wait list at Boardwalk for this past Food and Wine. We never got taken off wait list for Boardwalk, so we canceled. You can tell it when you book your reservation to cancel 30 days out, because if you don't cancel 30 days out, you will get charged. And so we just canceled Boardwalk, and we stayed at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, and that is one of the things that we went through with the place that we own at is Saratoga Springs, which is, at this point, it's not really somewhere that we want to stay. It probably will be eventually, just because it's near downtown Disney. You can walk to downtown Disney from it. But we're, you know, our daughter is 12. We still like to do the parks. But, you know, it was cheaper to buy at Saratoga than it was to buy old points to another resort, which we really, really loved, which would be Boardwalk. So money-wise, it was a way better option to do Saratoga with the idea that you can stay wherever you want. You don't have to stay at Saratoga. You don't ever have to stay there.
So we're talking about the advantages of it, which are huge.
Well,
You have to talk about whether you're going to want to do a long-term investment. If you're down there, you got to have put, what is it, 20% down of the total points that you, I can't remember. It's a certain percentage of the total amount that you are getting that you have to put down.
Right. That 20.
So that means that typically you go through Disney. Disney has a method that you can borrow money, or you can go through your own bank like mm-hmm. you guys did where you got a loan.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take either one. Usually you just put the money down, you go back home, and then you can either get a bank loan when you're at home or you can go through a Disney company.
Right.
It's a huge investment, so you have to think about that.
Right.
The other advantage, the disadvantage to it is you'll never stay, like if you ever want to, like we liked Port Orleans French Quarter. You guys like Riverside. There's hardly ever going to be a time, except for the trip that's coming up, that you would stay at anything else other than a DVC.
Well, right, not using your points.
Well, right. You can use your points at Port Orleans.
Yes.
However, it costs you more points to stay at Port Orleans than it would at a DVC resort.
Which is deluxe, which you would probably right. never, ever do.
Right. right.
Because it is not a DVC resort.
Right. right.
And that's why. It's not because it's really more expensive. It's just because it's not DVC.
Right. Now, the other thing you need to take into account, I mean, for families, is when you do DVC, you do a DVC, the basic DVC room is a queen-size bed and a pull-out couch versus the two beds. For some people, that's an issue. There's three of each of us, and so that's not really an issue for us. I have friends that there's, you know, the parents and two boys, and they tend to be able to stay in that type of room also. You can go to a one bedroom, which is a separate one bedroom. It's a bedroom and then like a living room area with a pull out couch. You can go to a two bedroom or the.
And it has a kitchen.
Yeah. And the one bedroom has a kitchen where the studio just has the little kitchenette. You can go to a two bedroom. And then what's the grand.
Like
villa.
The
family. Oh, you can continue like a grand to
villa.
Go up.
Yeah. yeah and
it's a three bedroom.
It can sleep up to, I think, 12.
Mm-hmm. 8 to 12. I mean, they have multiple bedrooms.
And I think a lot of those are two-story.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Some of them are.
Yeah. So, but, you know, you have your levels, and each level costs more points. So, right. you know, you go and you look at that resort. You see during that period of time how many points that's going to take and what level of room you want, and you base that on that. When you're signing up for DVC, you kind of look at your point. You know, they offer you how many, you can buy whatever amount of points you want.
I think they have a minimum.
A minimum of, I think, 100.
100?
Is it 100? I'm pretty sure it's 100.
Is it?
That sounds about right.
Okay. And the maximum's 4,000.
Check with DVC, but there, yeah. there is a minimum and there yes, is a maximum.
Exactly.
So.
I know the maximum's 4,000.
Yes. Right.
Your last name has to be Disney or Lucas.
But
corporations
buy
them.
You go in and say, I want to buy 200 points. And then you decide how you want to use those 200 points. Do I want to spend it all on a two-bedroom for one trip? Or do I want to split it up into three trips and just do a studio? So mm-hmm. you have to play with that with your family and decide that too. I will give you a little hint, though. When you go to Vero Beach, get the deluxe inn room. Because it has two beds.
Versus
the deluxe studio, which has the bed and the couch.
Well, yes.
Unless it's just two of you, and then the couch is great. But if there's three of you, get the two beds.
Well, what about the comfort of the couch? It's better than any other kind of pull-out couch, but it's not.
Some are better than others.
Some are better than others.
Right. Yeah.
Animal Kingdom is nice.
Yeah, that's where we stay, okay. and ours has been, of course,
I've never slept on the couch.
I don't sleep. I've slept one time maybe on it, and it's okay. But I know y'all had a room at the beach club one year, and we came over and looked at your room, and that's before we bought ours, and mm-hmm. I think it was a little, not quite as nice.
A little sketchy, bowl-ish, right, in the midsection.
Well, I mean, that's all pull-outs is like that. I mean, it's not as going to be a comfortable bed. It's not a jab at Disney. I mean, they're just designed to do that. But
if that's something that you want,
right.
I mean, it's a consideration. First, it's, do I think I'm going to come here every single year for, you know, X amount of years? To get my money back on my investment that I've made.
Right.
And then the next thing is, what kind of room do I want based upon the points that I've got? Also, always consider that you can always go up in points, You can't roll back in points.
Yes.
So if you start out at a minimum and you say, hey, I know I want to go a week every year for the rest of my life, and I want a two-bedroom or a one-bedroom, start at the minimum, find out where your comfort level is. If you want to go up in points, that's fine. You can also buy additional points per year. What is it, 25 max?
You can buy 25 points at $15 a point. 25 is the max per year, just in case you go over a little bit.
Well, you might want to see if
or it's you want an extra day. $15. Well, it is at
it might be 2013. Well, no, check your set. DVC, but you can go up.
It once you are locked into your price, it will not go up.
No, what I'm saying is
what does go up is annually they look at your maintenance fees at the resort that you are at, and they go over the budget. They send you out a letter. It usually doesn't go up, from what I've been told, just a very minimal amount.
3-5%.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But once you are set with your DVC points, that's it. You're locked in. And the DVC points never change. That's what it is for us.
That's what it is for us. So the disadvantages to it, you don't have, and this could be nitpicking, but you don't have, the service to clean up your room every day.
Yes.
Right. Comes out, what is it, every fourth day?
That's right.
So you have a minimum amount of towels, you have a minimum amount of toiletries, you don't get your bed made every single day. That's up to you. So that's somewhat of a sacrifice that you're making.
Now, you can pay for those services, and yes, they will come every day.
Yes, you do have the option to pay for that.
It's kind of steep, though, right? Yeah. It's like $20 to get extra towels in your room and all that kind of stuff.
You can get a full package, which people will come in and change your bed. They'll take your trash out. They'll clean your room every day. Or you can have a package that just brings you a set of towels, hand towels, and washcloths. You can have a soap and towel package. There are a few different packages that you can buy extra, or you can bring your own.
That's extra cost. So that's something you need to consider.
Yes, it is a little extra cost.
And they don't tell you that. They didn't tell us that at the beginning that we needed to pay for extra.
Yeah, they told us that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was a little bit of a surprise. Not a much of a surprise, but you just get used to it.
It's not that big of a deal. Hang your towel up instead of throwing it on the floor.
Go wash it in the pool.
It's energy anyway.
Just
energy
wash
saving.
It in there.
Or go to the pool and get some towels.
Yeah, you didn't hear that.
So yeah, it's not a big deal. I thought for our family that would be a big deal. I can reuse a towel. Todd can reuse a towel. Morgan doesn't have a concept yet. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of thought that might be a problem, but she jumped right on board and she hung her towel up and used it for 4 days and it was fine. Because I bought towels to take with us, our last trip, and we never used them.
If you decide and once you are in the DVC, there are a few extra special things that you can do. You can have all kinds of groceries delivered to your room, which, it's a small fee. It's not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's no worse than what, things cost at Disney anyway.
Right.
And it's great if you, especially if you have that kitchen.
Right. And you want to cook. And like I said, that's one advantage of DVC is if you stay on the other resorts, you may want to do some of the dining packages. Well, if you're DVC, which we, have signed up for now, well, we don't necessarily do the dining packages. We've only stayed in studios up to this point, but there's a full kitchen. You may want to cook a meal in the room with your family instead of going out.
Even in the studio, there's more than what is in a normal hotel room at Disney.
We get
a microwave, the coffee pot, and then the fridge. Mm-hmm. This seems to work a little better than the ones in the rooms.
Yes.
So, and a sink and,
And a little thing of soap where you can wash your dish.
Yeah, kitchenette, basically.
You've got cups and plates and...
Yeah.
On top of the food, if you decide to do DVC, you can rent a little purple box. It's like a storage box.
Yeah.
And you can bring laundry detergent. You can bring towels. You can put whatever the heck you want in that little purple box, and they will store it for you for a minimal fee. And all you have to do is call them up and say, I'm coming to Disney, and they will deliver it to your room the day that you arrive.
And then also all the DVC. I mean, if you go around, what I would suggest if you're really considering it, go to a DVC resort, go look around it. You can't actually see the DVC rooms. You could actually go into the DVC part because they've kind of got the DVC part segmented out from the regular hotels. Go in there, walk around. Look in the lobbies. Typically, they have an expanded shop there with more of like donuts and milk and drinks and stuff that you can buy. And then they always have laundry mats in there, too, that you can go wash your towels if you want to.
And that's the thing. In a one-bedroom, I think, and up, there is a washer-dryer.
Yeah, that's true.
I know at Vero, I wanted to go in and look at Kidani Village, and I didn't. At Vero Beach, the washer and dryers are free.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
And I think it's a DVC thing.
Wow. Okay.
Because, I mean, we took quarters and we didn't need them.
Was it Boardwalk? Wow. We had to do it? Boardwalk we had to pay
for. Boardwalk, all the resorts that have DVC connected to them have the washer and dryers. DVC resorts also have their own swimming pools. They have, the resort itself will have its own big swimming pool, and then wherever the DVC building is, the DVC has their own private swimming pool as well.
Typically not themed, other than the Kidani Village. Kidani Village and Animal Kingdom has a really nice themed DVC pool.
Mm-hmm.
They're all really nice. Like the Wilderness Lodge, it's plain, it's just a pool, but it's very nice and quiet and...
Yeah, it's...
I mean, you don't have to be quiet. Kids can go in there and play, but it was just nice to have a separate swimming pool.
Usually there are not that many people in there. Yeah. Except for probably Kidani Village had a few, because that's a really nice pool. Mm-hmm. Got a whole bunch of stuff around it. But.
Well, and the other thing with DVC is you get special merchandise. You can buy special merchandise. There's certain... you'll see pins that are DVC only, mm-hmm. and you have to be a member of DVC to buy them. There's, let's see, we bought a Vinyl Nation that was DVC only.
I didn't see that.
There's shirts, there's all kinds of stuff that are DVC only that you have to be a DVC member to be able to buy. You know, that's
like my magnet that I want.
Your magnet that
I am getting the magnet.
I will buy you that magnet.
Now, going into shopping on merchandise, that's another advantage too, is some people have DVC discounts, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you can get. Not that much, but usually it's some off of your merchandise. Now, I know, Todd, you were saying that you don't do dining plans anymore.
Right.
Since you're DVC, what do you do now? Because I guess that's one of the things you need to think about, because you're not going to be doing packages anymore with DVC, right?
Well, and that's the...
Well, you can. I mean, you can buy it separately. I mean, that's one of the things, you know, if you go with the normal package through Disney, you know, get your tickets and your resort, and, you know, it's an option to look and see if you do it. You want to do a dining plan.
Which a lot of times when we would do a dining plan, it would be because they had free dining. They would offer free dining in the package.
Right. So with DVC, free dining is not an option. Mm-hmm. So you have to pay for it separately. I think you can if they have discounts on that, but you can't, you know, free dining would come with a package. So therefore, since DVC is not a typical vacation package, you cannot get free dining. But it's something, like I said, you've got a little more amenities in the kitchenette, and you got the microwave. And if you had a bigger kitchen, I mean, you got a stove, you could cook, you know, some breakfast if you wanted to. We'll take donuts and stuff. And typically it's kind of changed our way we tour the parks. You know, we used to get up and be there at the crack of dawn when the gates open and when the parks open at rope drop and go, 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 go. Now, I mean, you know, we've made this long-term investment. We know we're going to be going quite often. And so I think that to me, that kind of puts the rush back. Oh, this is a vacation. Maybe I can sleep a little later. I don't have to get up at 6 and 6:30 and all three of us take a shower and get dressed and, you know, catch the bus or get in the car and drive to the park and be there and ready to go. You know, it's a vacation. You want to be able to rest and relax a little bit. So take, you know, donuts or take cinnamon rolls you could cook in the stove. You know, take your cereal. That may be something you want to stock if you're going to be going to eat, something that will keep in food, or instead have them deliver food to your room. It's just kind of a little bit different. I think it's kind of changed our touring.
Well, yeah, and as far as the dining plan goes, we have, we've sat down and we like to go to sit down restaurants. All of us do. We like to try different restaurants. And so we have, actually sat down and gone through the menus of these restaurants that you can find online, gone through the menus, seen what we were going to order, added it all up, added up the cost of a dining plan. And if we come out ahead, heck yeah, we'll buy the dining plan. If we don't come out ahead, no, we're not going to do it. This past year, we decided to do the Tables in Wonderland, which is basically 20% off your meal at specific restaurants. It's mostly sit-down restaurants, unless you're at a hotel that only has quick service.
Right, and the ones that have lounges.
Yeah.
Have that deal as well.
Yeah. So we decided we would do that this year, and everything we've read, it says it ultimately saves you on your tip. It automatically adds an 18% tip, and so it basically takes that tip off there, which is okay. We still spend less than we would have spent if we would have bought the dining plan. Now we don't have to have the entree, the dessert.
I think that's what it is if you don't like dessert, or if you're too full, or if you would rather have an appetizer instead of a dessert.
Right.
Or if you like to have a glass of wine or a beer with your meal, all that's included, and you're not set with a specific meal that you have to eat.
Right, which with the dining plan you are. If you do the regular dining plan, you're set with an entree, a dessert, and a non-alcoholic beverage. If you want to have an alcoholic beverage, that's not covered in your dining plan, so that's extra.
And
if you
want tip is and not tip. Covered.
And if you want to have an appetizer with that entree and dessert, that appetizer is not covered unless you do the deluxe dining plan. Then you have the appetizer, entree, and dessert. I'm not a big dessert person. Todd is a big dessert person. I'd rather have an appetizer than a dessert. So I can forego the dessert.
Yes.
And
I think it makes everybody happy. And really, I like the Tables in Wonderland. I feel more relaxed in what I'm going to eat.
Right.
And I love that they just put the tip in and you don't have to worry about it. 18%, you know, where we live, it's still about 15%. Typically,
well,
yes,
you know,
but 18% is great because we're in Florida. It's a higher.
Right.
So that's fine. I just love that they put it in there.
Right.
That's set. You don't have to worry about anything. The Tables in Wonderland was $75 a year. It has gone up. It will be $100 per year now. But you pay it for the year and it will cover up to 10 or 20 guests. I think that it's up to 10 guests. You and 10 guests. A lot.
But to do that, do you have to have a annual pass?
The annual pass price is $75. Was $75. Now will be $100. I don't know what the other cost is if you're not an annual pass holder. It's an additional, more.
Cause that throws another factor into the equation.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking about that.
Well, no, but it kind of ties in because, like I said, you look at your points, you have to go in. And like I said, they have a nice chart. They'll show you, they'll walk you through that. You know, these rooms, the studio, the one bedroom, two bedroom, and the grand villa all cost different points at different times of the year. And similarly, the more popular times of the year, the last week between Christmas and New Year's is the most expensive. Around holidays, 4th of July, President's Day, spring break areas. I mean, there's like, you know, peak seasons, you know, value seasons, and it's accordingly. And those points are weighted differently depending on when you go and the size of accommodation you want. But it's all nice, lay down a nice chart. They'll give you a chart, and that's how you determine how many points you want. So, you know, if you're maybe going to think about going twice a year, and if you can purchase enough points to do that, instead of buying your park tickets at the same time, you may want to look into getting an annual pass. And that basically, if you go 7 or 8 times a year, you know, pays, it's cheaper to get an annual pass.
You also get discounts on that too, right?
And you'll get discounts on that.
Which is now 10% versus what used to be
20. So, but you get, you know, perks with the annual pass. And like I said, you get perks with the DVC membership. You can show your card. You know, different things, and those change and will change back and forth, you know, depending on the economy and what Disney feels.
And one of the perks is free parking at the parks, and that's $12 right there.
It might be more next year.
January 1st. 16 by next year.
Right. So parking's free, just like you're staying at a resort. So, you know, that's a perk as well. So, you know, like I said, it's a financial decision. And like I said, there's no pressure. You can get the information, kind of get what you think about it, and take it home. And they'll be glad to, you know, call you in a few days or a week or so, give you time to sit down and, you know, to honestly do it and consider, you know, if you're, you have a lot of money and it's not, money's not really an issue, you know, I think it's a good investment. But if you're kind of teetering, yes or no, you know, sit down and write out the economics about it.
Yep.
You know, how many times you want to go, what you can afford to buy. Like I said, you know, it gives you flexibility. You can use all your points. You know, you can combine 3 years worth of points to make one big vacation. If you want to go to Aulani, which is in Hawaii, which is, you know, going to be more expensive. So it's going to cost more points.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, you'll get a certain amount of points per year. You can borrow from the next year, or you can, what they call bank. You know, I don't want to go this year. I want to take a big vacation next year for, you know, your child's 16th birthday. You want, you know, go stay a week and a half or 2 weeks at Grand Floridian or the beach club or wherever.
Also, a good thing to point out is it's not just for whoever you sign up to be on this DVC. Once you get your points, you can use it. If you want to buy Uncle Joe a vacation, you can buy it. If you want to take a trip and you want to include Uncle Joe, you can take him or Aunt Sue.
Well, and just know when you have to, if you're going to bank, you have to do it a certain amount of time ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a certain time.
I think it's 3 months.
And they'll.
It's like your anniversary date from the date that you bought it. You have to do it like.
I think it's five. It's 5 months because our points are in August, and we have to bank
by
March 31st. So, okay. And they will tell you, like I said, and your points don't always go from January to December. It depends on when you buy it. So it could run. Ours runs August 1st mm-hmm. to July 31st. So every August we get a new set of points. So you know that's something to kind of watch out for. So if you only go once in the fall, you know, like we're going multiple trips and. Our points start over in August. But, you know, that's something to kind of be mindful as well. And like Becky said, you know, you can schedule, well, we're not going to use it, but I want to give it to my grandparents to send them down for a week at Disney. You know, they've never been. We'll keep the reservation in our name, but say, you know, my grandparents will be there and we're going to let them use our points and that's perfectly fine. And you can do that.
Which my boss has DVC. And he has quite a few points. I don't know exactly how many, but I know he has quite a few. And he does that with his kids all the time. Not only do they use it, you know, they may go once a year. Every now and then they'll go twice a year. But he takes either the whole family with him or he sends his kids or grandkids or, you know, that's why they bought into it. Is so that they could go with their family, they could go with their grandkids, and they could spend time as a family.
And that's part of the flexibility of that.
Yeah.
And so they can, how do you say this? They can give them the deed to this vacation
They can inherit it.
Yes.
Right. So it's a property, so you actually own property, so, you know, you can put it in your will, you know, if something happens to whoever owns it, you can will it to your children or whoever. But just remember, you know, it's up to a certain amount of years, and after that year's end, that's it. But, you know, if you're buying in, typically I said that it's at least 35 or somewhere around 35 up to, you know, when a brand new resort comes along, it's 50 years. So you're making an investment that initial points, but those points will never change throughout those 50 years. You'll still get every how many points you bought today, you'll have that many points. You know, if you don't buy any extra, 50 years from now.
Now, let me just say that Todd and I are not wealthy. I mean, we're middle-class families. We are not rolling in money by any means at all. We have to work for a living just like, you know, a large portion of the population. We felt like this was a great investment for our families because we can go whenever we want to go and, you know, use our points, and that's our vacation. We pay a certain set amount of money to Disney And once we've paid that off, it's done. Then we can still continue to go.
But I think on the flip side of that coin, too, is if you don't think you're going to go to Disney and you think that you're going to get sick and tired of it, I wouldn't even touch it.
No, I wouldn't either.
I would just do it. If I knew that I was going to go to Disney once, maybe every 6 years, 5 years, if it's not consistently going down there, I don't think that it's worth it.
I agree with that.
And
that, our friends that had gone before and looked at DVC, I don't know if they've been back. I mean, they may have, but don't go every year like we do. We were going for a couple years there. We were going twice a year.
Yeah.
I think we missed 1 year in the last.
About 5 or 6 years since probably 2006 that we haven't gone to Disney.
But I don't think too that you have to be a fanatic. Like I consider myself a fanatic, right?
No, I don't.
Live and breathe Disney, right?
Well, we're doing a podcast, so we have a somewhat higher interest than maybe, you know, some of the other general public, but
yeah, I don't think you have to be a fanatic.
Yeah, I don't think you get that right. So as long as you can say that the investment is going to return itself over a set amount of time, you're okay.
Right.
And also, I think it shouldn't be a knee-jerk reaction because they get you in here. It's not a high-pressured sale, but face it, you're in Disney, right?
Yeah. And they're wanting to sell, and it's an investment, you know. It's going to be a big chunk of change that they get.
You're there.
But you can say no, and that's fine with them. Like I said, they'll go
home.
They
will not bother you after you say no, I don't want to do it.
Nope.
They will not bother you.
Yeah.
They just won't. I think that's the nice thing about it.
So we talked about it, not being fanatics, not being, not going that much. That's not the right decision. So what was the decision-making process with us, our two families, that made us want to decide, hey, we want to make that jump. We want to make that investment in the DVC.
When we love, as we said before, the Port Orleans French Quarter. That we found that out very quickly that was our favorite place to stay. Going 1 to 2 times a year when our child was 3, and then it just every year that's what it was like. And we would ride in boats or travel by the deluxe resorts and think, we're never going to stay there. They're so expensive. One day we just decided to go listen to what they had to say about the DVC, and it was awesome. It was just like, what in the heck? Why didn't we do this 5 years ago, 6 years ago? Because if you look at the monies that you pay out per year, may match what a moderate resort would be, but you're getting to stay in a deluxe resort. On top of that, we've learned that, like Todd said, we don't do the meal plans anymore because the free meal is not available to us, but we like the Tables in Wonderland because I feel freer to eat whatever I want to eat instead of having to get a dessert at the end of every meal and having to make those reservations,
Or the most expensive
every day
thing on the menu to make your money.
If you go to the restaurant, you have to get the most expensive thing. So, don't even look at the least expensive, even though that may be what looks the best to you. On top of that, the annual pass has really, really saved us a lot of money.
Woo-hoo.
And it's a huge savings. We love Disney. There probably will be a day when our kid is, grown and married, and we won't want to go to the parks as much, and we'll just sit at the resort. But you know what? That's okay with us.
So what about you guys? What made you finally flip the switch on doing DVC?
I told Tom to do it.
You have three
no
minutes.
Pressure.
Yes, dear. Whatever you say, dear. That's what we're going to do. No, it just makes sense. Like I said, look at the family planning where we're at. I mean, it's one thing that we cherish as a family is we, both like Disney. It's something we want to do maybe once, every year, multiple times a year. But we know there's flexibility, we're still young, our daughter's, Morgan's, still growing up and we may want to go every year. But, 10, 15 years down the road, we may not want to go every single year as we get older. But we know there's a 3-year window that, things are always going to be changing at Disney. They're always adding something new. So people say, well, you go all the time. Doesn't it get old? Well, no. I like the product that they have now, they're always changing and tweaking. They're always adding things. And I think, you know, that's one of the things Disney does well. And I think they'll continue to do that over the years. There's always going to be something new. Well, and you can never see everything the same in one trip.
No, because there's so much to do at Disney. You can't do it all in one trip. Right. You can't do it all in five trips. Right. You just can't.
Right.
And there's always something different that we can do. And so that alone makes it special for our families. Is that we always try to, you know, even if it's just eat at a different restaurant.
Yeah.
Every time we go, we try to eat at someplace different that we've never eaten.
Right.
There's so many eating places there. You know, that could go on forever.
Right. But you don't, like I said, you don't have to go and use it at a park. You know, you have the flexibility. You can go on a cruise 1 year. Like I said, you can use it. We can go to, you know, we talked about you go to Chicago. There's a hotel you can use your points in Chicago for, or different places around the world. So you're not tied to go to the park every single year. You know, right now we want to go to the parks every year, but you know, like I said, we're locked in for 40 some plus years. You know, we may want to use our points or might take a big anniversary trip somewhere overseas to Europe.
Gotta get Chris on plane first.
You can do the Adventures by Disney.
Yeah. So, it's extremely flexible that normal timeshares do not offer. You know, you have to go, like I talked earlier, a certain week to the same location for X amount of time. And Disney, the variety is endless. And I'm sure they'll be adding more stuff, you know, over time.
Well, and just financially, it makes sense to us. We spend, you know, say $2,000 a time just for the hotel room, to go to Disney.
Yeah, if you stay at a moderate for, you know, a week to 8-9 days, you know, anywhere
from $2,000 to $3,000
or more.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you look at it like that, so you count those 5 or 6 times, you've got that paid for. You know, yeah, you have to pay annual dues and those will fluctuate a little bit. But you know they're going to stay within that. You know they can only go up 3 to 5%, and you know, so that's what I said. You got to look which resort you want to buy in, which you can afford. But once you pay for that points, you know it's paid for your initial payments for, you know, 40 plus years. And you know, you have to look at it as an investment. You know, it hurts, and yeah, you don't want to get rid of that money up front. But if you look at it, amortize that over the lifespan of the contract, then it makes sense to do. If you're a Disney fan, you want to go there at least once every 3 years.
Well, and if you're older and you have grandkids, you know, you think about them. If it's something that you love to do with your grandkids and your children, your grandkids, your great grandkids, or, you know, look down the road, it still may be something you want to look into. Because like you said, you can leave that to them in the will. But, I mean, that's something you can do with your grandkids. You can let them go. You know, your kids take their children. It's just something you can pass down through your family. It's something that you can treasure through your family. That's kind of the way we looked at it. We'll go with Morgan. When she grows up, we'll go with Morgan's kids. And, you know, that's the magic of it, is seeing those little ones. Go.
Then we'll go by ourselves. When she's at out of school, we can go.
While she's in college, we're going by ourselves.
We're going in September and October, the least crowded times.
The least crowded times.
Yeah.
And we're going to lay by the pool. And you know, that's the thing. As we get older and we don't want to go to the parks as much, you just go and you just enjoy the hotel. You go and you know,
yeah,
enjoy downtown Disney. You go to enjoy the restaurants. You go just to enjoy it and rest and relax. And
think, if you buy, for instance, if you buy 200 points, you have it paid off in 5 to 6 years. After 6 years, the only thing that you're going to be paying is the annual dues for the next 35 to 50 years.
Which is typically around what? A year?
What?
I would think that it would average around 30 would be very low. $30 to $100 a month.
Yeah.
And that's that is a range for all of the DVC resorts. I mean, I'm sure the one in Aloha is very expensive.
Well, I mean, it's like...
I'm sorry. Anywhere from... One up in Hawaii.
Aloha. The state of Aloha.
Anywhere from like $2 to $3 to $5 or $6 a point per is point. What your yes. maintenance fee is.
Yes.
Like Nathan was saying earlier, the older the resort, it's going to require more maintenance.
Yes.
Vero and Hilton Head may be higher because they're higher risk. They could be hit by a hurricane. If, you know, God forbid a hurricane comes and wipes them out, you know, if you're on there, your maintenance points are going to be higher.
And Hawaii.
And Hawaii. Just because it's newer, but it's more expensive. You know, obviously, things are more expensive in Hawaii.
Yes.
But, you know, some of the other resorts are cheaper, the newer ones. You know, typically like Nathan said, the newer resorts are newer, so they require less maintenance at this point, 30 years down the road. You know, those will be going up. You know, everything, the older ones, they may decide to, you know, they're constantly refurbishing those. And, you know, who knows, they may decide to knock it down and build it again. I mean, who knows? But, you know, that seems to be one of the cash cows, but when, you know, they are building more DVC resorts and Grand Floridian is currently underway. And like Becky said, there's, you know, basically the Polynesian right now is the only resort, the Magic Kingdom resort, that does not have a DVC. So, you know, the biggest issue there is space. Where would you put one? You know, you can always build up and not necessarily out.
They could maybe possibly convert one wing of the Polynesian.
Or, you know, build one of the houses to something like that. So things are possible. Anything with Disney is possible.
Well, and one thing to note, say you have 200 points and your home resort is Saratoga and you want to add 100 more points, but you want to buy a boardwalk. Just know when you go to book your vacation, you can only book 100 points at your, right, at board, say you want to book your vacation at Boardwalk 11 months out.
You can't do 300 points.
You can't do 300 points. You can only do your 100 points that you have at Boardwalk. The 300, and then you can do 300 points at or 200 points at Saratoga. Mm-hmm. But you can't combine them. Just know that.
That's right. You need, if you buy points and you consider buying more points, it's probably best thing to do is to stay in the resort that is your home resort.
Yes.
One other thing, you can also go together. So if we wanted to, our two families wanted to go together and get a treehouse villa, which is part of Saratoga, but you know, it's typically sleeps a larger number, 10 to 12 people, I think. So we can share the cost of that treehouse villa for, you know, say we wanted to rent it for 7 days. We can, as a family, the two families, we can combine our points to split that cost. That's an option you can do if you have another family or friends. Yes. You can do that. Same thing with, I think, Vero's. There's some special places in Vero you can do that. But you can combine them. You know, that holds larger groups. So that's an option, too. So if you'd like to travel with other families, you know, together, or, you know, your same family, your cousins or brothers and sisters of a family, you know, you can do that. You can combine points.
Right. But again, if our points are at Saratoga and your points are at Animal Kingdom, you have to wait the longer period of time.
Yeah, the 7 months.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, you can't just jump on the wagon and add them all together just because we're at Saratoga.
Right. And there are just some restrictions, and they're very upfront with that, you know, when they tell you, you know, when they give you the plan and the spiel for it. So, you know, ask a lot of questions. Like I said, there's no such thing as a dumb question because, I mean, it is an investment.
Yeah. And don't think that they're going to pressure you.
And if you say, I need to think about it and walk out of there, and then you call them back the next day with 15 different questions, they will be there to answer those questions.
They actually have ice cream at the end.
Yeah, they do.
Whether you buy
Edie's ice cream
or not. It's just a nice treat.
Yeah,
while you're waiting
before you
go
in, they offer you water or soft drinks or coffee, and then you go in and then come out to ice cream.
And fast passes.
And fast passes.
Yes.
A lot of times they do offer fast passes.
It's not guaranteed, but they...
Not guaranteed, but they have in the past offered fast passes, which are great to have.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the reservation system is different, though. You don't actually call a Disney person. You get your own DVC number, or you can go on the DVC website and make your reservations.
Right. You can do it online, and it's still part of Disney, but a totally separate system.
It's actually easier, and you don't have to wait online and press so many buttons if you're DVC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just get a DVC person.
But the hours are shorter.
The hours are shorter.
I think it's Was it 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 or?
They lengthened it a little bit, but I don't remember what it was.
But it's not, you know, typically the normal Disney is open from 7 to 10, you know, 7 days a week. But DVC is a little shorter.
A little bit shorter.
Right. Yeah, and you can book online if you're at that 7 months. I believe it's like 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning before you can make that reservation. I've tried, you know, you would think 7 months, you would think midnight you could make your reservation.
Right.
No, that's not the case. I've tried to make them at 7 a.m. before on that 7 month day, and it tells you have to come back.
So you have to wait for someone to get there to,
I guess,
be able to look at the computer and
turn the computer on. Boot it up.
So it's either 8 or 9 o'clock. I think I've seen both times. So, just know that and don't freak out when you're up at midnight trying to book that reservation because you know you're right at that 7 month mark.
And you can do that from the first day starting of your vacation.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be the last day, it can be the first day.
And you know, we've been put on the wait list at Boardwalk. We didn't get it. And that was fine. It was Food and Wine. We knew it was busy. And just have an alternative plan.
And you have 45 more years to get the Boardwalk.
Yes.
While Food and Wine's gone.
We all did.
Well, the thing about it, too, is that kind of goes back to what Todd was saying, is it gives you a whole different perspective. If you know that you have the ability to go back for 60 years,
right,
you're not pushing yourself.
Exactly.
You're enjoying it. You're enjoying the details of it a little bit more, and you're kind of expanding yourself instead of rushing all the time just to do the rides and the heavy hitter things. You're doing a lot of everything. So we started to go in a little bit of the decision-making process, I think we've covered in the points and disadvantages and advantages of it, but really we haven't talked about the resorts that are DVC. Maybe what we like about each one, what's the advantage of each one. So you want to kind of go over where you guys have stayed at before and maybe what you like and what you don't like.
Okay. We've actually only stayed at Animal Kingdom.
And Vero.
And Vero.
Don't forget my favorite.
Okay, Vero Beach, I'm sorry. Animal Kingdom is our home resort, so we have stayed there. We're basically a year starting our second year of DVC, so we're relatively new.
Yeah.
So, but we've stayed at Animal Kingdom both times, and you know, Kidani Village, and it's great. And they also have DVC rooms available at Jumbo House. So, you know, for those DVC places that they have some DVC rooms typically set aside in the main resort. So, you know, there's Beach Club and there's Beach Club Villas. The Beach Club Villas is the DVC. It's all DVC. But I think there may be...
Mm-mm. I asked that question. No.
Well, it's primarily, you know, you're correct.
I think...
Primarily for DVC.
What?
Well, Alani's, they built specifically for DVC. I think still you can go. I mean, if you're going, you can buy it for cash, and then Disney's not going to turn anybody away.
Yeah. Right.
But I think Alani was built specifically with DVC in mind.
But you are right. There are a percentage of the main hotel that DVC can get. There's also a percentage of the DVC set aside that people can get too.
Exactly. Yeah. Explain it a lot better than I did.
And as we've never been to Alani, I do know someone that has been to Alani. And they said it was absolutely fabulous. It was just gorgeous and relaxing and just fabulous.
We're going to
dope
you up. Lay on a stretcher somewhere.
Yeah, so get over your anxiety. Maybe you'll get over
your wing. How about that? You'll be outside.
So we
you're passed out anyway, so no matter.
We have stayed at Kidani Village. We've had both a Savannah View and a
Standard
View. You know, the standard view was of the parking lot and the road in front of us, but, you know, it was a beautiful sunset. You know, the night I was in the hotel room that everybody else was at the park, I wasn't feeling so well, so I was in the room, I sat on the porch, beautiful sunset. So, you know, just because you have a standard view doesn't mean it's all that bad.
And the Super Target.
And we could see the Super Target.
And Chick-fil-A.
And the dead bird on the roof below us.
Off to the side.
Okay.
That was your Savannah view, right?
Anyway, so that's really the only...
That's the two places we... Like I said,
and then Vero Beach. We have stayed at Vero Beach, and I will tell you, I absolutely love Vero Beach.
I think Kristen liked it.
I can't. I can't wait to go.
I absolutely loved it. It was the most peaceful place, and
I mean, who doesn't? I mean, well, a lot of people may not, but, you know, who doesn't want to be on the beach and listen to the ocean and the waves? It's relaxing.
It's very relaxing.
You couple that with the Disney service that you get. You know, it's not overblown Mickey stuff or like you would find at the resorts, but you can definitely tell that there's a touch of Disney to it.
What is the drive from Walt Disney World to Vero Beach?
I would say it's about 45 minutes to an hour away. It's not bad. So you could, I mean, theoretically, you could stay at Vero Beach and drive over to the park for the day and come back. But, you know, they have that in Hilton Head, so that's two vacation club options that you have besides the parks.
But Hilton Head would be more like 8 to 10 hours away. Six to eight.
Well, yeah, that'd be a heck of a commute from Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you got the ocean and the beach and stuff. We haven't been there, but, you know.
Vero Beach has
Around the ocean.
It's right on the ocean. It has a private beach access. You can't get on the beach without a room key. You can't get back into the resort without a room key.
They have restaurants there, too.
They have several restaurants. They have a lounge, which I'll tell you, the lounge, we went in one night. They have tables. They have checkers set up. They have games. They serve little, kind of like bar food, I guess. And Morgan absolutely loved the wings that we got there. I mean, she can't wait to go back to get the wings. No, we ordered two orders. But, I mean, and, you know, they have a poolside little restaurant that they serve food and drinks.
Burgers and dogs.
We ate there every day.
Ice cream, stuff like that.
The pool was not crowded whatsoever. They have a spa there. Oh, I came out like a wet noodle one day. I mean, they have the movie night. They have campfire.
They had s'mores.
S'mores.
They have off-site activities. So they have, you can go watch the loggerhead turtles. Or sea turtles.
Yeah. Do a night turtle walk.
But they have, you know, you can play basketball. You can rent bicycles.
Ping pong.
Shuffleboard.
Miniature golf. Pool table.
It's a lot of different stuff that you might, you know, that's a very nice option besides going to the parks. So that's what we're doing. Last year we went to the beach first, then we went to the park. So this year we're going to try to go to the park starting in May and June. We're going to go to the parks for 5 days and go to Vero for 4 days and try to get relaxed and drive back home.
Which would have never been an option for you guys if you hadn't done DVC.
You want to go to Disney and that will be expensive. So, you know, to do that, you'd have to, you know, be more expensive to, you know, we probably wouldn't have picked Disney Vero. It would have been another, you know, hotel or chain, you know, on the ocean. That's going to be the added expense. Well, we can incorporate basically two trips, two separate locations, all within the framework of our points. It's very nice. So, you know, we like it for that. So, you know, Vero's very nice and peaceful.
We've seen Hilton Head before. I mean, we've traveled and we haven't stayed in the Disney DVC portion of Hilton Head. Mm-hmm. It's got private beach access, but the actual hotel is way off-site.
Yeah, it's not right on the beach. It's across the street, isn't it?
Right.
The resort, Hilton Head has like a main road that kind of goes through the middle of it, and it is actually on the side that is not the beach side, but they actually have a specific area building that is right on the beach that they will have a bus.
Yeah, there's transport that takes you from the resort.
Yeah, a free shuttle that takes you from the resort to the beach.
But if it sounds like Vero to you guys, at least in our experience, we haven't actually been there, but Vero sounds like it's more accessible. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's a better beach option. If you wanted to go that way.
It is. And they have beach stuff. I mean, you can rent wave runners.
Boogie boards,
sailboats, and chairs. That is extra. If you are DVC, you'll get a little bit of a discount. So, like I said, once again, you don't have to be DVC to stay there. And so they have, the prices are clearly posted for members and non-members. You pay like for golf, putt-putt golf, it's maybe like $1 a day, or you can pay like $2 or $3 for unlimited putt-putt golf.
I don't know if I can afford that.
But it's just a neat place. It's different from, you know, we're used to like South Carolina beaches. So it's a lot different from that. Morgan and I took a walk on the beach, found all kinds of neat rocks and stuff. And, you know, in the lobby, there's a big old, base of shells where people have written on them. So we went and we found this perfect shell to write on. And, you know, most people were like the Smith family 2006 or whatever and put it in this jar. It was just kind of a neat environment.
Right. So it's more relaxing. Right? Yes. It sounds like that's more typical. Yeah. Of a vacation that you would just take it easy at.
And with a touch of Disney on top of it.
So. And then plus you don't have to worry.
And right?
You don't have to worry about going to places and doing your reservation and stuff.
Right.
You know, Disney's going to take care of it.
Right. They do have, you know, they have restaurants there. They do have character meals. There's like a, pirate dinner that they do on certain days.
They have and brunch on a Sunday. So that was very nice. When we got there, it was actually, I think, on a Sunday.
And
it opened start at 10 or 11. So we got there and we signed up. You know, they had plenty of room right that day and it was great.
Yeah. We had our brunch and then our room was ready and
got to relax a little bit.
So is that the only time that the characters are kind of around? Is that at a meal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see any characters outside that they may have. So they show movies on the lawn. One night they had bad weather, so they canceled it. It was inside, but they got like a meeting hall. They moved it inside, so there are a few characters. It's not like you're going to see in the park, but you know, they have that option.
Yeah. I'm so excited to go. I love the beach.
Right. I mean, it's to me this past time I needed it before we went to the parks, just because of the stress I was under, and it was so relaxing. I know Todd didn't have such a good time because he was fiddling with the internet in the room. But
yeah, the internet obviously is not that great. Hopefully they'll pick that up.
That's something they work on. That's on my only.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the perks of DVC is you get free internet service. You know, nor if you go to the resort, you know, if you want to pay $10 a day for, I know now they're getting Wi-Fi into the parks and resorts and stuff. So that may kind of be a moot point, but. You know, if you get DVC, you get free internet in the room. Didn't work up to my expectations. So,
especially if it's considered a perk, right?
Exactly. So
Ian is a little cranky.
So,
yeah. He's not going to be this time.
He's not going to be this time because
his friends are
going to
be there.
Yeah. The computer will disappear.
We can go swim with the dolphins.
There we go.
So let's go inside Walt Disney World because that's where the main focus or a lot of the DVC are.
Right.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Alani. Talked about Vero. You guys stayed in
Kidani
Village. Mm-hmm. We've stayed in the Beach Club, which it's kind of like the same thing. There's not really any big perks to that other than you get access, like everybody does, to the big pool.
Yeah, Stormland Bay. Mm-hmm.
You're really close to Epcot.
Really close.
Boardwalk. Which we've stayed in before. We actually stayed in a one bedroom there. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I wish we had enough points to do a
one
bedroom.
One bedrooms are awesome.
Very expensive.
Very expensive. Just because you get, you know, two separate rooms plus your bathroom is huge. It was just awesome to be able to stretch out and have that space. It was awesome. Our deck, actually, I didn't get to go to see the lights at Hollywood Studios, the Osborne lights, because I had ridden a ride that made me sick. I had to go back to my room, and I actually got to see Epcot fireworks right outside my window. It was awesome.
So the location of Beach Club, you're 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Walk.
It was great.
So that Hollywood Studios, you're a small boat ride or probably, a mile and a half away from Hollywood Studios to walk.
Yeah. Right.
Boardwalk, we stayed there, which is
and they have a great pool too.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
10 minute walk to Epcot and closer, you know, if you want to walk than Beach Club, and you're across the lake there. But
the theming's typically the same in the DVC wings as it is in the other wings of the boardwalk or any of the other parts of the hotel. It's just the configuration of it and the advantages that you get, you know, to the DVC. But it was really nice, you know, really close to Epcot as well. We've been in Wilderness Lodge. Wilderness Lodge is very, very relaxing.
Yeah.
It's completely separate of the main building. There's hardly anything going on. They've got fires in there. The theming to that place is wonderful. It's just relaxing.
That's like the typical Christmas place to be.
Yeah,
that would be it for me.
Not that, and you know what? And a couple of things I haven't mentioned too, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not, but I know that you're guaranteed a balcony. If you have a DVC room, you're supposed to get a balcony.
Right.
And then also the foot traffic in DVC areas, I've noticed, have been very, very small.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the main areas of the hotels and stuff, yeah. It's usually pretty wild.
You rarely see anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the DVC part, there's hardly anybody.
Like I said, we've only stayed in the Animal Kingdom, but Kidona Village, where you check in the lobby, is, you know, although it looks, you know, similar to Jumbo House, it's a lot smaller. You know, there is no, you know, it's got Sanaa is basically the only restaurant there. So there's not a breakfast option. I mean, you can, and what we did, we walked to Jumbo to Boma for breakfast, which is, you know, not that far away, but, you know, it's a 10-minute walk. But it's smaller, and like I said, it's more geared more toward families, and, you know, say you have the chaos that you might have in a normal resort.
The only time I've seen a lot of people in the lobby was, I guess it was in June when we went this past year, when it stormed really bad that night. I mean, it stormed bad.
Oh, yeah.
And there were a ton of people in the lobby that night.
Well, when
we got off the bus, we'd been at Magic Kingdom, and Morgan and I got off the bus and went down to the lobby just to look through the store and we were getting snacks and stuff, and it was packed. But that's the only time I've ever seen that lobby full of people.
Well, this is a time I want to just mention. The first time that Nathan and I had gotten the DVC, we decided we're going to stay an extra day. We're going to stay at the Animal Kingdom. We're going to go. We're going to see what the animals look like. We got a safari view room. And while we were waiting for our room, I noticed a couple that had showed up, and we were in the DVC wing, and the lady wasn't happy because it wasn't big and glamorous. She wanted that sparkle, and she wanted all those people to be there. I could tell it just wasn't her thing. It seemed as if she was left out of the party, maybe. So if you're that kind of person, maybe DVC is not that way for you, but,
wait for the Grand Floridian to open
up. Well, maybe. Okay. Maybe that's where she needed to be, but she was kind of a I need to be seen person, and that's fine if that's your style. But she was unhappy because the DVC area was quiet.
They're downplayed. The theming's not grand as like in the main hotels. Like if you take, for instance, the Jumbo House. Jumbo House has all of the glitz and glamour of the, you know, African safari place.
Yeah, artifacts and stuff. Yeah, that's all.
Kidani's a little bit, it's not as much.
Subdued.
Right?
Right.
And I think for people that do DVC, I think that, I mean, for us, that's what we like. We don't really want the hustle and bustle of it. We want kind of to be able to have some downtime on it, too.
Yeah.
We've actually stayed at Bay Lake, and Bay Lake's kind of like what Kidani is. It's separated from Contemporary, right? You're separated from Jumbo House and Kidani Village. But the great advantage to that is you're 5 minutes away from the Magic Kingdom. You can actually walk there, which is really nice.
Rooms are a little weird. 5 minutes away from the larger building.
Yeah, rooms are they're a little bit, they're
modern.
Yeah. Very, very modern. And
Contemporary.
But the advantage of that, they have their own, you can go to the very top, which is called the Top of the World. They have a bar there and a place that you can sit to actually watch Wishes, which is just for DVC that you can look and see.
Which used to be just for the Contemporary guests, but now it's
or Bay Lake guests, yes.
Yeah.
But now it's opened up to all DVC.
Now it's all DVC.
Yeah. So, and then I know Grand Floridian's, I can't say that fast at all. Grand Floridian Wing is going to be online. I don't know when they're planning that, but I'm sure that that's going to be probably amazing, probably a lot of points, probably expensive.
Yeah. But you also have Okie West.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that.
Which a lot of people love because it's the first one and the rooms are bigger.
A lot bigger than standard.
Everybody I've ever heard talk about Key West is the rooms are so much bigger than the normal rooms. And that's because it's the first one.
Yep. And that's where your boss likes to stay,
Boss loves to stay there. That's where they always stay, usually. Mm-hmm. Every now and then they'll venture to Boardwalk, but usually they stay at Key West. I have a friend who, she's a DVC member, and they stayed at Key West last time, and she loved it. I mean, she absolutely loved it. They've got two boys, and they loved it. The other one, Saratoga Springs, I've never stayed there. I've not really talked to anybody that has stayed there, so.
But you were talking about the Treehouse Villas, though.
Right, you can stay at Saratoga, plus they have the Treehouse Villas, which is different, you know. It's like if you have a large group, you can go.
Which is something we've talked about that we would like to try sometime.
It's pretty cool. Right. The points are a little bit higher than like a two-bedroom
But
place,
if you go like two or three families and get a group and like I said, combine your points,
it's
like that'd
so
be
cool and secluded looking and that's really neat. That would be a really neat experience.
Right.
We'll have to do it sometime.
Right. And I think, is that the only resorts that have at Walt Disney World, also in Disneyland? I think you have the Grand Californian. I think part of that is part of the DVC. You can get rooms out there.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of those resorts. And, you know, plus different places around the world. We're focusing mostly on Walt Disney World. But I think that's all the resorts that I can think of that are specifically for DVC.
And I think if you're thinking about it, just start to do research. Don't let it be a knee-jerk reaction, right?
Right.
See if it's right for your family. And basically, it all comes down to money. And if you're going to go here, you know, for the rest of your, all that time, that makes it worth it, so.
But if you love it, your kids love it, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah, especially if you're young and you just started having kids and you know you're going to be going to Disney.
Look into it.
It will save you so much money.
It will, tons of money.
Yeah.
It sounds
not
like
just a bit, a lot.
Sounds like we've drank the DVC Kool-Aid.
Okay, let's go.
So this podcast has been sponsored by DVC at Walt Disney World, and hopefully they'll give us a cut on our points next time we go. So again, thanks a lot for listening to our podcast, and thank you guys for being here and talking about the DVC. All our contact information is in the show notes, and if you have any other questions, just feel free to give us an email or give us a call. We'd be happy to answer them for you. So thanks again for listening.
And hope all your dreams are magical dreams.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.